Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So, Mike, have you in your life had any sort of interesting encounters with the police where maybe they've spoken to you or you've spoken to them, anything like that?
I've been pulled over by the police while driving a few times.
Okay.
Gotten two tickets, both in America.Strangely.
For going too fast?
Yes.
Being too Canadian?
There's a good tip. There are a lot of police in America, many more than there are in Canada, so be careful. And here, I had my motorcycle stolen.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you had to report that.
I did. And then I saw it sitting outside the police station about 4 days later, so I jumped off the bus and got it back.
Oh, nice.
They didn't call me, but that was fine.
Okay.
They found it somewhere. What about you?
They found it. Well, I got mugged once.
Oh, my gosh. I got
robbed.
Here in Taiwan?
No. In the UK.
Okay.
People stole a little bit of money.
Okay.
But not my phone, because my phone was so old, they said they didn't want it.
No, your phone was rejected by a robber?
Yeah, so I had to report that. Same in Barcelona. I met the Spanish police after getting my money stolen there, too.
How was La Policia?
They were very helpful.
Were they very
gave me a case number. I could get my insurance done. It was all good.
That's good.
So what I haven't had any real encounters with is police dogs. You know, you get them at the airport and they kind of bark at you when you walk past. Luckily, that's never happened to me. And of course, because I've never been carrying anything they would bark at.
Oh, okay. Well, if we have time later, I have a good police dog story for you.
Okay. Well, we're going to learn all about police dogs in the article today. So let's start reading it and find out about them.
Reading.
Life as a canine handler.You're traveling abroad when you notice a police officer. However, this officer has a special friend with him, a large German shepherd. This kind of officer is called a canine handler. That's because they work with a canine, or K9. Dogs have been used for security, hunting, and fighting since ancient times.The first police dogs were introduced more than 100 years ago. It's said bloodhounds helped search for the famous murderer Jack the Ripper in 1888. After that, police forces in Europe began training police dogs. Police departments can get police dogs in one of two ways. They can get puppies and train them for 4 to 12 weeks.Or, they can buy fully trained older dogs. The most important part, though, is for the handler and dog to build a successful relationship. If they work well together, canines and handlers can give any police force an advantage.
So the article begins by saying, "You're traveling abroad when you notice a police officer."That's fairly common.
Probably,
especially if you were in a tourist place, they often have policemen around.
Right, or right at the airport when you arrive.
Exactly. So, what's so special about this police officer?
Well, it then goes on to say, however, this officer has a special friend with him, a large German shepherd.
A German guy who looks after sheep?
That's right. That's one form of German shepherd, but that's not the kind of special friend that we usually see with a police officer. In this case, a German shepherd refers to a breed of dog, or a dog breed, a type of dog. A lot of people might know poodles or chihuahuas or golden retrievers, whereas a German shepherd is a fairly common sort of working dog, especially with the police or the military. They're kind of wolf-like, but they generally have sort of a black nose and a black to brown to sort of light brown coat. And they're well known for being, strong and brave
and
also very smart, too, which is why they're trained as a police dog. But yes, when we talk about the different types of dogs, sizes, shapes, colors, we talk about dog breeds.
Okay, now, going back to the police officer, mm-hmm. we say this kind of officer is called a canine handler.
Hmm.
Now, a handler is, this comes from the verb to handle. To handle means to have responsibility for. So a handler is someone who has a responsibility for a particular thing. And we would then put a noun with it to show what the person is handling. But here it's not quite a noun. We're using the letters K9. So he's handling some kind of code, numbers and letters.
Hmm.
What's that all about?
Yeah, well, the K9 there is actually just sort of a short version or a more interesting way of saying canine, the word. We're going to get to that. It says that's because they work with a canine or K9. You notice the letter K and the number 9 are in those quotes. That's because it's another way of saying the word just before C-A-N-I-N-E, canine. All right, well, canine is basically the scientific term for dogs, all types of dogs, from wolves to little chihuahuas. I think maybe even foxes might be included in there, but
I'm not sure about that.
Oh, I see, vulpine. Okay, so these are canines. But yeah, basically any type of dog, even up to wolves would be included in this scientific category. Now, but you notice when we say canine, the word, which comes from Latin, it does sound like the letter K followed by the lump number 9. In the same way that when you end a phone message and you say to someone, have a good day, they might just write U, the letter U, and 2, the number 2, instead of YOUTOO, because it sounds the same and it's shorter and faster and easier. So often, people might see on a police car, if it's a police car that's designed to carry a dog, it might say the letters canine, the letter K and the number 9 on the side, just because it's an easier, shorter way of referring to canine, the word, which means dogs, which in the world of police work means a police dog.
Exactly. Now, in that grammar, in that sentence, we use the grammar pattern, that's because, followed by subject and verb, and we do this to give the reason for something. In the sentence, the that refers to the previous sentence or the previous clause. So the police officers are called canine handlers. That's because they work with a canine or a dog. Another example could be Grant always gets good grades in tests. That's because he always studies hard. Now, there's a similar pattern, which is that's why plus subject plus verb. Now, in this case, the reason is given first and the result comes after. It's kind of the reverse. So the same examples. These officers work with a canine. That's why they're called canine handlers. And the other example I gave, Grant always studies hard. That's why he gets good grades in tests.
Mm-hmm.
So back to police dogs.
Yes, it says next, dogs have been used for security, hunting, and fighting since ancient times. That's right. Dogs are one of the oldest animal friends that humans have. And along with being great pets and companions, they're also used for certain jobs like security, hunting, and fighting. War dogs have been used for a long time. Hunting dogs and hounds have helped people catch other animals for a long time. And security. Now, that's the one we're really focusing on because when we talk about police work, when we talk about safety, public safety, the safety of, you know, the people, we often use this word security. Security is all about safety and protection. You wear a helmet and a seatbelt while you're driving on a scooter or a car for your own security. You lock your doors for your own security, things like that, to protect you from accidents and any other bad events. For example, we could say that you always wear a seatbelt, yes, while riding in a car. I do. I think that's a good, even in a taxi.
Yep, for your own security, you should definitely wear one.
Hmm.
So the history of dogs goes back thousands of years, but police dogs, we see in the article, the first police dogs were introduced more than 100 years ago.
Wow, that's quite a long
time
ago.
A while.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe one of the first cases that they helped out in, it said, bloodhounds helped search for the famous murderer Jack the Ripper in 1888. Hmm. Yes, he's one of the first very famous murderers, someone who killed other people. He was killing women in the East End of London there at the end of the 1800s. And the police used these dogs, this breed, not German Shepherds here, we're talking about a different breed, Bloodhounds. These are the ones with the sort of long, floppy ears and long, floppy skin on their face that are famous for being really good at smelling. Often, even today, when people escape, maybe prisoners escape from jail, they often get the Bloodhounds out. They're apparently hounds who can smell blood, or dogs that can track people across, you know, the countryside, sniffing out their footsteps and the smell of them as they pass. To try to catch them. I guess they weren't successful, right? They never really did catch Jack the Ripper.
No one caught him, no.
No, but they used them even then.
So here we've got the verb to search, okay? To search for something is to look for something, but in a more focused and detailed way. Looking is just, okay, where is it? Where's this thing? But a search is like, okay, we're looking everywhere. We're being very organized about it because we need to find this thing. For example, the policeman searched for the missing boy. Hmm. So it's said that bloodhounds helped police search for Jack the Ripper.
That's right. This is a long time ago. So, you know, the news and the information from that time is not always as clear as it would be today. So when we say it's said that, it's sort of like this is what people believe. This is the common theory or myth or rumor or commonly held belief. It's not entirely true. It's not 100% a fact. But this is the story that's, you know, been carried on through history. So this is what people say. This is what people believe. And yes, as I mentioned, a murderer is someone who kills other people unlawfully. So you wouldn't necessarily say a soldier in a war is a murderer, but someone who kills another person just because they hate them or something like that, and it's against the law, that would be a murderer. And of course, the police are very interested in catching those people.
Okay, so maybe they didn't catch Jack the Ripper, but we see that after that, mm-hmm. police forces in Europe began training police dogs.
Wow.
So that's how they got started. Let's move on to the modern day police dogs.
That's right. It says police departments, so we're talking about now, police departments can get police dogs in one of two ways. There are two ways they get them. We'll get to that in a second. But first, we have this word department, police department. Now, of course, we have to have some kind of noun or adjective at the beginning because a department is kind of a general word. It means basically just the section of some kind of organization, bureaucracy, official structure. Governments have departments, schools have departments, universities, hospitals will have departments. These are big organizations, governments, hospitals, universities, and there are many people doing different jobs, but those smaller groups of jobs are organized into departments, all right? So in a hospital, you might have the children's department, the emergency department, the old people's department. So all of these different doctors and nurses do similar work, but in a different kind of way. For example, the government's health department is telling people that free flu shots are available. Yeah, the government, the health department, an education department, a
finance
department, the military, the army, that would be another
transport,
department,
yeah.
All of that kind of thing.
So, how do police departments get dogs? We said there are two ways, and they do it one or the other way. And the article explains they can get puppies and train them for 4 to 12 weeks, or they can buy fully trained older dogs. Oh. So either way, they get a police dog.
So they either teach them or they hire them.
Yeah. And,
okay.
And both ways are good.
Yeah.
It just depends which prefers, whether there are older dogs available or whether there are puppies available with someone to train them.
That's
so it
right.
doesn't really matter. There's not one way that's better than the other.
There you go. It says, though, the most important part, though, is for the handler and dog to build a successful relationship. It's a little different from training a person to be a police officer or just hiring someone who's done the job. This is an animal, and the animal has a handler. This is the police officer who works with the dog.
Mm.
We often talk about people who work with dogs as a job in a professional way as their handler, all right? The person who's been trained and has a relationship, and having a successful relationship will lead to the best type of work.
That's because successful is an adjective describing something that succeeds or a plan that works in the way it's supposed to, makes money, and so on. It will always depend on the context, but if it's successful, then it achieves the result that is desired. It works. So this is a relationship that works. Here's another example. Kevin's applied for a job at the company, and he was successful. He starts his new job next month.
Good for Kevin. Well done, sir. Hopefully he's going to have a successful relationship with his coworker's boss and the company, because a relationship is a connection between people, between organizations, that kind of thing. Pat and I have a relationship. We're coworkers here. I could talk about my wife and I have a relationship, my sister and I, my friends. These are all connections. If I talk about Brad Pitt, he and I have no relationship. We don't really know each other. I can't even say I'm a huge fan.
The rumors aren't true then.
No, the rumors aren't true. He's not my twin. Okay. No, definitely not.
Because I was going to say something before
No, absolutely not. But anyways, if you have a connection with a person, it can be very close, like with a loved one or a family member, or it can be something a little more distant, a classmate, a coworker, a friend of a friend, that kind of thing. But there is a connection there between people and between people and animals and other things as well. For example, we could say Deborah and her brother have a close relationship. They talk to each other almost every day.
So it is, of course, important for the handler and the dog to build a successful relationship.
They have to get along well.
Yeah, they need to trust each other. The dog needs to know it's going to be doing the right thing and it's not in danger. And the handler needs to know the dog is going to do what it's supposed to and not cause any danger. You know, so they will play, they will, you know, they will love each other, basically.
Sure, like if a person, live together, don't they?
Yeah, a person with a pet, but maybe even closer because you're doing things together, dangerous things all the time. So our article says, if they work well together, canines and handlers can give any police force an advantage. So when we talk about an advantage, this is something that makes you more likely to be successful and achieve the result you want. And we especially use it compared to someone or something else or to a previous situation. So an advantage could be a situation, just the way you things are at the moment. That's an advantage for me. It could be an ability you have. If you can speak Chinese in Taiwan, that gives you an advantage.
Okay, sure.
And if you speak English, that will give you an advantage getting a job in a foreign country.
Right.
It could be anything like that.
If you're tall, you have an advantage in a basketball game.
Exactly. Anything that puts you in a superior or favorable position.
It could even be luck, right?
Yeah, luck.
Just luck.
Just luck. Yeah, if you're a lucky person, that's an advantage for sure. Here's another example. My soccer team has an advantage in today's game because the other team's best player is hurt. So he won't be able to play, so we'll kind of have it a slightly easier time. And of course, if the police force have got their dogs and handlers working well together, they'll be able to do all sorts of different things that maybe they couldn't without dogs, you know, or they couldn't do as well as other departments that did have dogs. It's like an extra tool that you're able to use in the fighting and preventing and punishing crimes. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of day one. So we're going to take a break now and go to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So the question is, what is your favorite kind of pet and why? Well, I think I've heard you talk about it before, Mike. You have a or more than one cat.
I have two cats who do not give me any advantage. We do not work as a team. The other day I was in the bathroom and a moth flew in because it was nighttime.
Right.
As I sort of, went to find something to hit the moth with, both cats ran out of the bathroom.
Oh.
Completely useless, not helping me, not trying to catch the moth, but they're very cute. I think cats are great pets, but as a useful working animal like a police dog, totally useless. Well,
I had cats growing up. I don't have any pets right now, but I do like cats a lot. And I don't like spiders.
Oh.
And one of my cats loved to play with spiders and brutalize them.
They play with them, but often don't get rid of them.
Oh, these ones did. The spiders ended up a mess. So, if there was a big spider that I didn't feel like taking on myself, I'd go and fetch the cat. And the cat would be like, oh, look at this. It's moving. Yep. I can hunt it. I can kill it.
There you go. But you still have to clean up the mess.
I didn't mind that as long as the spider was safely dead.
There you go.
So, yeah, we've never had dogs growing up. My grandma had a kind of dog I liked a lot, a West Highland Terrier.
Oh, okay.
The little kind of white fluffy things you see on the Caesar dog food
energetic
brand.
One.
Yeah, so I really, if I was ever going to get a dog, it would be that kind of dog because that was my grandma's dog called Daisy, and I knew her from when my grandma first got her because I helped pick her out. I helped name her, and then all the way until her death, sort of 17 years later. So
it's quite close to that dog.
Yeah. So, but probably cats over dogs for me as well. Okay, that is all the time we have for today, but we'll be back tomorrow to look more about what canine handlers and their animals do when they're working for the police departments. We'll talk to you again then. Bye for now.
Life as a canine handler. You're traveling abroad when you notice a police officer. However, this officer has a special friend with him, a large German Shepherd. This kind of officer is called a canine handler. That's because they work with a canine, or K9. Dogs have been used for security, hunting, and fighting since ancient times. The first police dogs were introduced more than 100 years ago. It said bloodhounds helped search for the famous murderer, Jack the Ripper, in 1888. After that, police forces in Europe began training police dogs. Police departments can get police dogs in one of two ways. They can get puppies and train them for 4 to 12 weeks. Or they can buy fully trained older dogs. The most important part, though, is for the handler and dog to build a successful relationship. If they work well together, canines and handlers can give any police force an advantage.
Vocabulary Review.
Security. Security is very important, so you should buy a strong lock for your front door. Search. Lauren is searching for her homework. It wasn't in her bag. Department. As soon as we arrived at the bookstore, Eric made us go to the children's book department. Successful. The thieves' plan wasn't successful, and they were caught by the police. Relationship. Stephanie has a good relationship with her boss. They get along really well. Advantage. Jason is taller than the rest of us, so he has a big advantage when we play basketball.